Hi, this is Yitz Nova. We're studying Masechta Bava Basra, Perek Vav, 6th Perek, Mishnah Gimel, 3rd Mishnah. Hamocher yayin l'chaveiro v'hichmetz. If somebody sells wine and then it ferments, eino chayev b'achar yusef, he's not chayev. And even if the wine sours immediately after the purchase, the seller does not have to refund the purchaser for the lost wine because it was good wine at the moment of the sale. Ve'im yadua sheyeno machmetz. However, if he knew that his wine would ferment and sour, harei zeh mekach tavs, then the entire sale is an erroneous sale, and therefore there would be nothing to talk about. All the money gets returned to the purchaser. V'im amar lo, and if he says to him, Yain mevusam ani mochelach, I am selling you spiced wine, chayev l'hamid lo ad ha'atzeres, he has to wait until Shavuos, has to be preserved. In the background here is that such wine generally lasts until Shavuos, after which time the hot weather causes it to sour. And that we learned from Rav Avadya Vartanura. The Yashan, an old wine, when he's selling old wine, has to be Mishal Eshtakhan. It has to be from the previous year. And if he's selling Miyushan, which is really old wine, Mishal Shalashan, it has to be from 3 years back. Otherwise, if none of these end up being found the case, then he is responsible for returning the money. Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet, 4th Mishnah. Mocher makom l'chaveir livnos l'bayis. Somebody sells a plot for a person to build a house. V'chein. Hamakabim l'chaveir livnos l'bayis. Base hachasnos, livno veisamanus levito. And additionally, if somebody accepts a contract to build either a wedding home for their son or for a widow house for a daughter, bona arba amos al shesh. He has to build a house the size of 4 amos by 6 amos. To be Rabbi Akiva, these are the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, refes bakar huse. 4x6 is a cattle shed. Harotzalah says, Rafes Bakar, Bona Arba Amos Al Shesh. If a person wants to build a cattle shed, he builds it 4x6. Bais Katan, however, if he would want to build a small house, as small as possible, Shesh Al Shmona, 6x8, so it's twice the size of Rabbi Akiva's small house. And Gadol, if he wants to build a bais that's big, large house, Shmona Al Esm, has to be 8x10. And continuing along in his list, Traklin, a salon, Eser al Eser, 10 by 10. Rumo, its height has to be Kachatzi Orcho v'Kachatzi Recho, has to be equal half its length and half its width. Raro Dover Hechel. And the proof to this is the Hechel in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Hakol Kebinyan Hechel. Everything has to follow the construction of the Hechel. And, this was the Hechel, just in terms of background, was 40 amos long, 20 amos wide, and 30 tall, making it half the sum of its length, 40, and width 20, total of 60. That's the height, it's 30 amos.